This photo was a little more planned out than some of the other images that I've been taking recently, only in that I knew that this event was happening, and I knew that I would want my Fuji X100F to capture this event, but I didn't necessarily plan this specific photo. So what you're seeing here is the opening ceremony for the new Speer School of Business building at OSU. And I think I have a couple other shots of this building if you scroll back a little bit in the blog. And if not, you could just do a Google search for Speer School, OK State new building. You'll see what I'm talking about. The building's pretty cool, and it's kind of this U shape. And I knew that they were having a big opening ceremony, but I didn't know exactly what would happen or what the ceremony would involve. So I brought my X100F because that 35 millimeter focal length is really nice for capturing a wide variety of scenes. And I wasn't the official photographer or anything. I just attended because I teach a class for the business school, and I like being a part of this community. So I brought my camera to the ceremony and just wanted to see if I could get some images. At one point, I noticed that a spot opened up directly behind the speaker, and this is on the second floor, and there was a gentleman standing right in the same spot where I took this picture, and he was doing some video, but at one point he moved away to another spot, so I quick ran over and got this and a couple others kind of like it. And in a sense, I wished it were a little wider because you don't really see much of the building except for these pillars on the side, but you get the sense that something's happening here. And I kind of like this the scale or maybe the scope of this picture with all those people and looking at the speaker there and the campus in the background. It's kind of a unique picture among a lot that I've posted here on the blog. Now, the one thing though that kind of bugs me about it is this: if you look at the sky, you'll see these weird artifacts. I shot this in RAW and exposed for the ground or the scene itself. And so the sky was pretty well blown out. It was mostly just a white blob up in the sky, but I was able to bring it down quite a bit in post. And that's where you get those clouds and the blue sky. But it's uneven. It's a poor job of basically Photoshopping. I use Lightroom, but it's the same idea. I Photoshopped it to bring down the sky. I didn't paste a sky in there. This is the actual sky, but it was, I'm trying to get it exposed properly. The thing is, at some point you have to decide how much work you're going to put into a photo. And for me, the answer is usually not very much. I don't like to sit and edit and tweak and do all these little changes unless it's work for a client. So I got the sky down using the brush adjustment tool. And if you look around the borders of the pillars, you'll see that there's like these weird halos around a lot of things where I just didn't do the greatest job of fixing that sky, especially on the library. There's around that steeple, there's a lot of white spots where clearly I did not adjust the exposure in the sky very much. But whatever. At first glance, the photo's fine. If you really take a peek at it, I guess you'll see some of those imperfections. But for me, I don't want to stress over it. I like the photo for what it is. Sure, I could go back and fix it some more, but it's just not that interesting to me to do all that. I like it for the rest of the scene. And I don't know, maybe one day I'll go back and do like George Lucas, create the special edition version of this photo, but where I fix it all up nice. But for now, I'm perfectly content to leave it as is.